Lord, we ask you to be amongst us this morning. We thank you for your promise to fellowship with us. And that is not a question of the number of people. It's the question of the heart condition. And you know that our hearts are something wicked, something twisted, and we need you to get things straight. So I ask you to anoint the teaching this morning and to help us to get things straight with you. As when you turn left, that we might turn left. When you turn right, help us to turn right, to be at your feet and to follow you. So we'll ask you to bless the teaching, bless Brother Ibere, help us to listen, help us to take in, and help us not to be stolen afterwards. Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank God this morning for good weather. Praise the Lord. We ask the Lord for good weather. And He's giving us good weather. Praise the name of the Lord. And we're trusting that the weather will continue to be good, both physically and spiritually. Praise the name of the Lord. And let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for the opportunity to gather together unto the Lamb that was slain at Calvary. We have victory through this Lamb, through the sacrifice that was made at Calvary, through the blood that was shed at Calvary. We overcome by this blood. So they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, this morning we declare the blood of the Lamb. We proclaim the blood and the voice and the power and the energy in the blood. We plead the blood this morning. Lord, by the efficacy, by the acceptability of this sacrifice, we have a breakthrough this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. We receive energy this morning to mount up with wings as eagles this morning, to soar in the heavens, and Lord, to ascend into heavenly places and to be established in the heavens. In the name of Jesus Christ. We ask this morning for an anointing upon this meeting. Anoint us with wisdom, the Spirit, the anointing of wisdom and revelation in the intimate, personal, experiential knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that the eyes of our inner man, all spiritual senses, every spiritual faculty be opened in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that we might have insight into heaven. We might apprehend the heavens. We might lay hold upon eternity. We might touch immortality in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray this morning, O God, for the spirit of change and transformation. Let it come upon your people in the name of Jesus. That our interaction with the Spirit, with the Word, will bring change, will bring transformation in the name of Jesus Christ. We bless you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yesterday was quite a blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. I was really, you know, touched from the morning session. You know, the ministry of the Word is changing. Praise the name of the Lord. We've seen dimensions of professional ministry, but I think that God is bringing us to a point of life. Praise the name of the Lord. Life that touches lives and then changes lives. You know, we're coming to a point where one person's overcoming can be transmitted, you understand, to others, so that we can experience one another. Praise the name of the Lord. And I think that is really what the church should be in the mind of God, where the victory of one person is so real that by the ministry of the Word, you can impart it to others. And they can really, you know, draw from it. That is actually what it means that the church is actually becoming one. We have seen an organized church. God is moving us from that point where, you know, you can stay with somebody Sunday, Wednesday, Friday. You don't know him. Praise the name of the Lord. He doesn't open himself up to you. You don't know his weaknesses. You don't know anything about him. You know, and God has been seeking to move us, you know, step by step to a point where lives touch lives. Praise the name of the Lord. The cherubims, their wings touch. You understand? Their wings, you know, and they're able to transmit life and energy one to another. You come to that point where you are so bound up with the life of your brother, you wouldn't do him harm. Because no man hated, do you understand, his own flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. But he nourishes it and then he cherishes it. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that we begin to move with the Lord. You know, while I was reflecting on that and trying to find out how this relates to me. Because you must be able to find out for yourself the word that is brought forth, how it actually, do you understand, relates to you. You know, how this thing can be interpreted in the context of your own life. Because in life, there are different... When the Esther went before the king and she obtained redemption for her people, somehow this decree, the second decree, was sent out. There were messengers that were given the written decree to pass to different provinces. But for each province, it was a different language. Do you understand that? The same decree. So in other words, this word, you must interpret it in your own language. Praise the name of the Lord. You must find out how this thing affects me as a person. It is that interpretation that gives you the ability to take advantage of the decree that says you can defend yourself against a decree that has been sent to destroy you. Praise the name of the Lord. Because there is a decree that has been released that at a point in time, a particular period, you must be destroyed. And brethren, you and I are coming to that point. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a day, it was cast. You know, there was a lot. There was a spiritual, you know, something that was cast. And it fell on the 13th day of Eda. Praise the name of the Lord. In that day, your enemy has been given a mandate to destroy you. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a sentence on you. And if you don't know what to do about it, you will be destroyed. Praise the name of the Lord. If you don't know about the second decree, do you understand that somebody stepped in, Jesus Christ stepped into an environment and obtained another decree that says that you can reverse the first decree. Now, brethren, this time we are entering is the time for the execution of that original decree, a sentence of death and destruction. Praise the name of the Lord. And God has given us another decree. Amen. And the ability to interpret that decree in your own language is vital. Because if it is in somebody else's language, you can't read it. What you cannot read is of no value to you. Praise the name of the Lord. You may hear, you know, somebody comes here, shares. You must take it and bring it into your language. You must understand it. You know, I was thinking about something. I read something. I don't know whether it was Brother Mark or Brother Tommy Cook. You know, he said something about the Word of God. And he listed about six phases that this word has to pass through before it can really become what it was intended. And he said this word first comes to us as information. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the first step. You know, that thing changed me. I went back and I began to look at that. I began to look at it, you know, until somehow, you know, it began to make something meaning to me. You see, it comes as information. But for some, it can end as mere information. Yeah, you know it. Yes, yes, that's what was said. But that's the end. But he said that that word from there must become illumination. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Some level of light has to begin to come. You know, some understanding. You know, the Bible says that as the rain comes down and the snow, do you understand? So shall my word be. It must not return to me void. It must accomplish an objective. The Word of God has inside it certain objectives. Praise the name of the Lord. Embedded, written inside it, that it is intended to accomplish. Whether it accomplishes it or not depends on my response. Do you understand how I'm able to relate to that word that has been given out? So the word, the information, must become illumination. It must begin to have some light. The Holy Spirit puts some light into the word that you have heard. Praise the name of the Lord. And then from there, it must transit to revelation. Revelation means you have a clear idea, a clear understanding of what this word, the purpose is. Praise the name of the Lord. It must become revelation to you. In other words, you see beyond just the natural. You begin to have insight into the mind of God. The intent. There is a will behind this word. And then from there, it now becomes inspiration. Now, inspiration means something that motivates you. Do you understand the point? The motivation for your action or your inaction. Praise the name of the Lord. This word must inspire our lifestyle. You know, a lot of people hear this thing, it doesn't influence them in any way. Because we have a mentality. We get used to hearing these things. But it never becomes inspiration. You know, Paul had a heavenly vision that became inspiration for his life. He was beaten 39 times, you know, 39 stripes. And he said, none of these things move me. Amen. Do you understand the point? There must be a power behind this thing that overcomes the challenges of the world. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes. In Nigeria, we are praying for a girl. Leah. Okay. Leah is kidnapped during this Dapachi kidnapping. They picked up girls from school, about 109 of them or so. You know, and they released everyone except her because she refuses to renounce her faith. That girl has changed Nigeria. Are you understanding my point? A girl who was nobody, not known. Praise the name of the Lord. But in the midst of, I mean, you know, when you hear Boko Haram, everybody is trembling and quaking. Now, her position has influenced all the other girls that were kidnapped with her who are Muslims. Because they don't understand. Why would you be willing to die? You understand? What is this in that you are prepared to do what now? To die for? To suffer for, to be tortured for. What is this thing? And people are going home, they are thinking. And she has shook up the church. Friday declared fasting and prayer, the whole Nigeria, Christians in Nigeria, praying for one girl. Do you understand the point, brethren? You see, her position has changed Nigeria forever. You may not understand, but that's the truth of the matter. Even Muslims are asking, what is in this thing? Praise the name of the Lord. And just that one person. You know, people are asking, who is he? You know, and of course, she'll be known forever. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's the situation. There's something she has, something she's seen. Because even Christians are wondering, no, they're saying she's stupid. Because you see the posts on social media. Why not just say, okay, I believe. You know, I'm sorry, I'm now, you know, a Muslim. And then when you come out, you go back to your, you know, Christianity. Right. It's not like that. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, what would she have done? Saved this. Are you getting my point? Saved this. And what is this without the faith? What is it? Absolutely nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. So this girl is inspired. Sorry?
This is an example of what the news will give you and what they won't give you. We have never
heard about this.
They would not tell us this.
Okay, praise God. They will tell you every other thing.
They only told us they were taken.
Okay, praise the name of the Lord. You see, the media has their objectives. They have their agenda. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so, and this is the situation. She is inspired. There is something that is inspiring her and motivating her. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this is what we're talking about. Inspiration. Now, but inspiration will lead to transformation. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, inspiration will lead to what? Transformation. This gospel must change me. Praise the name of the Lord. It is geared towards transformation. It is geared towards a change in the structure of my mind, my emotions, my desire, and my will. Praise the name of the Lord. This is, we're coming from information. Praise the name of the Lord. We are coming to transformation. But the ultimate is manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. Our calling, our election, our response will lead ultimately to manifestation. It is this manifestation that creation is waiting for. The tangibility of this thing, my neighbor must see it. Do you understand that? Your family members must see it. Creation must see it. Your colleagues must see it. And so the word comes as information. It must end up as what now? Manifestation. Now, brethren, if what you are receiving doesn't go through this process, then something is missing. Praise the name of the Lord. Something is missing. This is the whole essence. This essence, this thing must bring forth something that all the ends of the earth will see. He said that all the ends of the earth shall see the what? Salvation. This word salvation is also deliverance. It is what God took a sinner and made him what now? Into. The earth is going to see it. God is going to put you out as a demonstration of this thing. And brethren, this is what must be on our hearts. So that we are in that time when the word of God must begin to be manifested. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what creation is looking for. Praise the name of the Lord. And so brethren, I really pray that what's happening here this weekend will change and transform and manifest in our bodies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Shall we turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? I am very interested in verse 4, but I will read from verse 1 down. It says, But of the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. We are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken, are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I want us to reflect this morning on verse 4, particularly. And I'll read that from the Amplified Version. It says, but you are not giving up to the power of darkness, brethren, for that day to overtake you by surprise like a thief. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, you are not handed over. You are not given over unto the power of darkness. So that day does not what now? Overtake you. Like what? A thief. Now, we're going to be looking at this because when we think about times and seasons, a lot of the times people are just curious. You know, people are predicting when the Lord would come. Is he coming in 2018, 2019? Now, I don't think you should be getting into all that. It's absolutely unnecessary. It's actually a wrong focus. Now, as we're going to see, there are many other things you should be looking at. You know, about some weeks ago, I was somewhere in Nigeria. We had a weekend meeting. So I was just sharing with them about something. I think we had shared that in Luton sometime about the robe, the garment. You know, I was telling the brethren that, look, you need to be concerned about how you're going to appear on the day of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Because it's a day of manifestation. It's a day of revelation. It's a day that the inward man is going to be, do you understand, brought out. It's a day that the things that are hidden are going to be revealed. You are going to see me, not the me you are seeing, but you're going to see, do you understand, the real me. You're going to read me like a book. I'm going to read you like a book. Praise the name of the Lord. So what I'm going to be wearing in that day is what should be of importance to me. Whether I'm going to be dressed in rags, because you're going to be clothed. Some people are going to be clothed with cursing, because that's what they were, the garment they were making, do you understand, for themselves. They were been clothing themselves with cursing. Somewhere in Psalm, they said he clothed himself with cursing. He loved it. And this cursing seeped into his inward man. Praise the name of the Lord. It became a clothing for him. It became his person, his personality. It became his character. So in that day, it was that was made manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so you need to be concerned. I need to be concerned. It's not the date. Date is irrelevant. Praise the name of the Lord. It is something happening within you that we should be concerned. Praise the name of the Lord. And so this time around, we are to be concerned. So that's something, a mystery. You know, a lot of the brethren have been talking about the mystery of darkness. For quite some time now, God has been opening up this matter, opening it and opening it, and making something very, very clear to us. There is something called darkness. It's a mystery that is seeking to overtake. And certain men are being handed over to darkness. And it means that when the day comes, they are going to be shocked and surprised and embarrassed. Praise the name of the Lord. If I use something to illustrate that, you know, many years ago in Nigeria, when the menace of robbers, highway robbers, was quite a problem, you know, there was this particular incident that took place, and you know, robbers stopped a bus. It was a night vehicle bus. You know, and they robbed them, took their stuff, everything. But then somehow there was this wickedness. You know, I don't know what was the purpose, but the robbers stripped the passengers, all of them, took their clothes, maybe to prevent them from probably getting to the police. Stripped them all and carried everything away. So it wasn't a problem in the night. Until, do you understand, light began to come. You understand the point? Yeah, darkness covers many things. But when morning began to come, it became a problem. Suddenly their nakedness became a problem. So as the morning was breaking, people were running into the bush to go and hide themselves. Are you understanding me, brethren? As we are presently, this spiritual atmosphere is covered with darkness. And because of it, things are not really manifested and revealed the way they are. Praise the name of the Lord. But when light begins to break through, my nakedness becomes a problem. Do you understand that? You know, and Adam couldn't cope with it. He had to find something to do to, you know, cover himself. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, we are in a time when something is seeking to overtake. You're going to see a word, overtake. It means a lot. When something overtakes you, it means that thing has been actually pursuing you. It's been running after you. it's been pushing because there is an agenda. I'm going to read Exodus chapter 15. There is an agenda, a mystery that God wants you to be aware of. So, and because of it, nobody is supposed to just lie at what now? At ease. You understand the point? Nobody is supposed to be at ease. There is a mystery that is at work. And it has an agenda. And we're going to see what it is all about. Praise the name of the Lord. And then we're going to see how can this thing overtake a person. Why would it overtake somebody? Praise the name of the Lord. Here we see Paul was saying, look, that you are not given over, handed over to the power of darkness. If you are, then that day will what now? Overtake you and get hold of you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when we are in the time, as we're also going to see, when darkness will be allowed to overtake the earth. Now, for a long time now, God has been in the business of delaying and postponing. Do you understand? And buying us time. I was talking with Brother Mark this morning. We were discussing, you know, the election in the U.S. You know, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump. Do you understand that? You know as well as I do that I don't know how many people who believed that Trump would win. It just had to be people who were hearing from, you understand, the Lord. Everybody knew that Clinton was going to win. The only issue on the table was how wide a margin it would be. Everybody knew that. Trump was not a politician. So the things he was not supposed to say, he was saying. The things he was not supposed to do, he was doing. So he was acting out a recipe for failure. Are you understanding? If you get to a political expert and say, what do you do to lose in a presidential election? They say, look at Donald Trump. Just do what he's doing. Are we together, brethren? We all knew that. And then, suddenly, something happened. You know, up to today, they are trying to unravel it. Was there, whatever it was, won the election. And, you know, I believed that if Hillary had won, you know, there was a prophecy William Branham did about the United States of America, that when a woman becomes president, that's it. I don't know whether it means a physical woman. Do you understand? I don't know. Do you understand? Because, praise the name of the Lord.
And he wasn't really sure whether it was a natural
woman or a spiritual woman. You understand the point? But of course, you know that a woman can be a harlot woman when that spirit takes over, you understand, the country. I don't know what it was. But you see, you know, Clinton fitted that script. You know, you, as we're going to see, brethren, you know, there is an agenda. There was this documentary, The Agenda. You've seen it. Grinding America Down. You know, and I was watching the documentary, and I was like this. You know, there are people who are walking over the face of the earth, not knowing that there are schemes, there are plots, there are mysteries, there are groupings here and there that are working. Okay, they are working, they are pursuing a particular, and we're going to see what the agenda is. They are pursuing something. There is something in the soul of man. You know, when man fell and God cast him out, he didn't completely abandon him. He left something, a remnant. Now, part of that remnant is our conscience. Praise the name of the Lord. Our conscience. You know, it's a link between my spirit and my soul that God, even for an unbeliever, you understand, that God can still, you understand, reach and tell you, oh, this is not right. This is wrong. Do you understand that? Even for somebody who is not born again. Now, he said, if the Lord had not left us a remnant, that we would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. Okay, so that conscience provides a restraint, even for the unbeliever. You do something and something inside tells you, this is wrong. So, and that keeps keeping you, you understand, from going down the pit of corruption, the pit of depravity, and the pit of wickedness. Going down into that realm where the soul has capacity for evil and wickedness and unbridled lust, perversion, destruction. So God just left a little rope and just to get a hold. It's a cord of love. In other words, I'm not leaving you completely. You understand? I really want to draw you back, what now, to myself. So I don't want you to cross the boundary of no return. So I'll keep hold of this until the Redeemer comes. Now, there are powers that are bent to destroy that link. As we're going to see, they have a scheme to bring a complete separation between man and God. Now, why would they need to do that? The moment that link is broken, you cannot understand how Hitler was able to get a hold of Germany. I didn't understand the point, and get men to do things that were beyond imagination. So, brethren, there is a fight to disconnect man. That the last traces of the fear of God, the sense of right and wrong, there is an orchestrated plan to destroy it. And when it is done, then the man becomes ready for wickedness. And it becomes ready to, you understand, it becomes the right tool for this mystery to now use. Now, so this is the battle that is on our hands. There is a war to destroy God consciousness in the soul of man. Take away the fear of God from within our consciousness. Completely obliterated. Now, this war, this came, when you watch the television and you see programs that are being, you know, the whole game is going towards that. Praise the name of the Lord. Complete, take away the hatred for sin. That consciousness that this is right, this is wrong, is being demolished. Praise the name of the Lord. And we must understand that. Why must we understand it? Because we Christians are the last line of defense. Believe me, I was telling a brother, I was with a sister, she worked in the United Nations, and she, one day she was in a meeting. Now this was a meeting of foreign affairs ministers of the, how do I call them now, you know, the G whatever now, you know, there are countries that own this world. Are you understanding that? Then there are other countries that are passengers. You understand the point? No, that's the truth. You know what I'm trying to say. They shape this world. They determine the direction that this world is going to. And they were all gathered. And she was there because of her high position. And they were saying, oh, if we have to move forward. Because for them, moving forward is eliminating, you know, obstacles. You understand? And moving towards their agenda. And consciously, unconsciously, they all know where they are going to. They said, in order to move forward, you must eliminate the obstacles and the hindrances. And one woman got up and she said, you know, when women are bad, do you understand the point? You see, because the soul makeup of a woman is unique, when evil gets hold of her, the potential is unlimited. So she got up, she said, it is these fundamentalist Christians, they are the problem. And she was saying it is such, you understand, you could see other spirits using her to express something. So this sister saw, she says she saw herself as an endangered species. Do you understand the point? She saw, these are the powers of the earth. And she saw herself as an endangered species. It began to dawn on her that this thing is not a joke. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, my being here is not a joke. Hallelujah. Your being here is a serious matter. Very serious. She saw that, look, wow. So this is, why do these people hate me? We're going to see that also. Praise the name of the Lord. We're going to understand, you know, what this whole thing, where are we heading to? Because we do not understand the issues at stake. Some of us, we're living our lives as if life is a picnic. Do you understand the point? From one vacation to another. You understand, we are become masters of leisure, and you know, everything is just, you know, praise the name of the Lord. But no. And this is what is, God has been extending this time. And the essence of this extension, these delays, is to bring you into a position of safety. Praise the name of the Lord. To bring you into a position where when the destruction breaks out, you would have ascended a place where the dragon cannot touch you.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. We must understand that. When Israel was in Egypt, during that, the plagues of Egypt, you know that the first plague, the second plague, the third plague affected both Israel and Egypt. Everybody was affected. But when he got to the fourth plague, God said, now, I'm going to begin to make what? A difference, a distinction, a division. Do you understand the point? Suddenly, it was no longer affecting the Israelites. It was now only affecting the Egyptians. Maybe spiritually, because the people had, you understand, come into their estate in God. Praise the name of the Lord. As to whether there will be a destruction, it will be complete ignorance and foolishness not to realize that. Praise the name of the Lord. This world system will never be converted. Do you understand that? It will never change. The stone that is cut without hands is going to smash. You understand? There's going to be a collision. There's nothing else but what? A collision. A destruction of the present system. It is founded on rebellion. It is founded on a revolt against the headship of Christ. It will never change. It will be destroyed. And that concludes the so-called church system. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I pray that God begins to give us that understanding. It changes. Is it because sometimes you find a church that is seeking to align with the world? I don't know what they hope. Do you understand? Whatever it is. But God is saying he will judge this system. And the church must have this understanding in order to be able to position herself. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to position ourselves. Is it because the movement out of Egypt is going to be quick? You understand the point? The night that the Israelites will leave Egypt, it was going to be very quick. The moment they were inside, eating the lamb, destruction was going on outside. The next minute, it was the shofar. Do you understand the point? It meant you had already packed your stuff. You know, the instruction was everything packed while you're eating. Do you understand, brethren? You see, there is a consciousness that the church must have. We must have it. Because if not, when things begin to happen, you may be taken unawares because your affection is still set in the wrong places. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's go to Exodus chapter 15 and see where we're going to start. Praise the name of the Lord. The church must wake up. Exodus chapter 15. Hallelujah. Are we there? Okay, I want to read verse 9. Verse 9. It says, the enemy says, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. The name of the Lord. Now, Israel left Egypt. Praise the name of the Lord. Left Egypt in a miraculous way. And when they left Egypt, I'm sure some of them thought it was all over. Isn't that correct? There are a lot of people who tell you that once you're born again, your problems are over. Isn't it? No, you tell me. Do you understand the point? Just get born again and that's it. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, that's not it. Hallelujah. That's not it. Somebody says here, I will do what? No, I want you to look at the scripture. It said, I will pursue. I will what now? Overtake. I will overtake. Amplifier says overtake and overpower. Do you understand what it means now? Overtake them, overpower them, get a hold of them. I will smite them with the sword. My lust, my desire shall be satisfied upon them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, Moses, by the Spirit of God, was given insight into a mystery. Praise the name of the Lord. Something that you and I are involved with today. Make no mistake about it. Something is pursuing you. Are we together, brethren? And on the other hand, we are also pursuing something. Are we together, brethren? Yes. David said, I have pursued my enemies. Are we together? I did not stop beating them until I brought them into a position where they could no longer rise up again. Hallelujah. God spoke to David, 1 Samuel 30. He said, pursue them. You know, man was robbed, wasn't he? Yes, at the fall of man, the enemy came upon him and stripped him of everything. But, you know, David was not there. But a time came when David did what? Came back. I don't know if you understand that. David is Christ. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. When you read David in the scriptures, it speaks about the government of Christ. It speaks about an individual who is under the rulership of the Spirit of God. When Christ becomes head functionally in somebody's life, he understands that I am not my own. I am not my Lord. I have a head. And let the head be brought back into his rightful, what now, place. When the head comes back to his rightful place, then I will pursue my enemies. Praise the name of the Lord. They could overtake me because I was not there. It was the women and the children that were there. Do you understand the point? It was the woman that took the thing and did what now? And it. Are we together? Praise the name of the Lord. So when David came back, he said, Lord, how do you go about it? Lord said, pursue them. You will overtake them. And you will recover what now? All. So, brethren, two things are happening at the same time. The enemy is pursuing. Hallelujah. And we are also what now? Pursuing. Praise the name of the Lord. So as I am pressing towards the mark, in essence, I'm actually pursuing what now? My enemies. I am smiting them. I am beating them down. I am smiting them until they will not have power to influence my life in any form anymore. Brother, we're together. So there are two principles that are working at the same time. Two energy forms. Darkness and what now? And light. So, darkness, as it is allowed to progress, will end up becoming night. Now, let me explain that. Genesis chapter 1. He said that the darkness he called night, and the light he called day. Are we together? So, day is light that has come to its maximum what now? Capacity. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. Are we together? Light grows. And as we're going to see, when I walk in the light continues to increase. It shines brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Praise the name of the Lord. Then on the other hand, darkness also grows. You know, both are actually forms of their energy forms. The Bible says that God is light. In him there is no darkness. Now, brethren, this is our message. I don't know if you understand. When we say kingdom message, end time message, sons of God message, it is a message that God is light. And that in him there is no darkness. So we do not have tolerance for any form of, let nobody tell you that because you are a man that you, that must be, you know, you can't be perfect. Are we together, brethren? You know that people tell you, oh no, that don't talk about perfection. As long as we're in this, there's no such thing. This is the message. God is what now? Light. and in him. Do you understand what it means in him? He said, in him we are what now? This, we are that in him, in him, in him, in him, there is no darkness. Praise the name of the Lord. He wants to bring us in him. Hallelujah. Brethren, are we together? Now, the word that God is giving to us is the word that God wants to eliminate darkness. And that if you continue to walk with him, responding to him, following the Spirit, it will destroy darkness. Bring it to a terminal point. He said, so that the whole body, when I'm saying body now means my soul, is full of what now? Light, having no dark parts.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. This is the gospel. It's not prosperity. Do you understand the point? It's not all other things are maybe appendages. But the gospel is that God is light. Praise the name of the Lord. So this light is actually an energy. The Bible says that in him was life. And that this life is the light of man. Illumination, inspiration, transformation, manifestation. Hallelujah. In him. Praise the name of the Lord. And so this is the thing that we have come to do business with. This is what the spirit that we have come in what now? Contact with. John said, for the light, the life was manifested and we have seen it. Praise the name of the Lord. There was something in the heart of God that the gospel has brought into, you understand, visibility. There was a life in God that we have seen. Beyond now, we didn't see it. Do you understand the point? A man walking with the Father. Praise the name of the Lord. Drawing inspiration, life, motivation, everything from the Father. He is not moved by... Look, brethren, right now, our environment is contrary to us. Do you understand that? Everything in this world is contrary to the purpose and the plan of God. Well, it is God's purpose that I walk in this life, in the midst of all this contrariness, living by an energy that is coming from the heavens, that overcomes. He said, he that is born of God overcometh the world. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, as I draw this life, nothing, no situation on earth is greater. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is a revelation of a life. This life is designed by God to be manifested on this earth. And this earth is saying, this life cannot be manifested on this earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this is the issue. Will this life be manifested on the earth? One man came and proved yes. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he lives, I live also.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he died and death could not hold him, I know that death is not the end of the story.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And this is the what we are, you know, pushing forward. This is what we are, you know, aiming after. Praise the name of the Lord. So this energy called light, when it gets into you, it produces works. Do you understand the point? It produces fruits. You know, and I was somewhere, you know, and we had a challenge in the fellowship. You know, somebody came. You know, there is, you know, he preaches righteousness, grace, you know, and all that. You know, and initially it was really difficult for me until God began to really speak to my heart. You see, everything, righteousness, is in stages. In Hebrews chapter 4, it says that somebody is a babe in the doctrine of righteousness. Are we together? Is that what the Bible says? Yes. Because all that a person knows about righteousness is imputed righteousness. And he focuses on it, emphasizes it morning, afternoon, and night. Good. That's not the end of righteousness. Now, the Bible said that Christ is the end. Do you understand? Of righteousness. End there, the word end there is the Greek word teleos. Now, that end is goal. Destination. Are you getting my point? Climax. Fullness. Hallelujah. So, that is where righteousness is actually taking you to. Praise the name of the Lord. I hope we are catching that. See, that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. So this thing is going somewhere. God imputes righteousness to you to give you a basis to approach Him, so that He can change you and reveal. He said that for Zion's sake, I will not hold my peace until her righteousness, this is what now, shine forth. It's a manifested righteousness that God is taking you towards.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. The foundation is important. I cannot relate with God without that aspect of imputed righteousness. You can't. There's no way. You must know that. Praise the name of the Lord. So the foundation, you can't take it out. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, you can't build a house on a foundation. That is, you can't live on a foundation. Sorry. You know, when you do, in Nigeria we call it German floor. Do you understand? You can't go and put furniture on the house and start. Do you understand the point? No way. The first rain that comes, and you will know. Are you getting my point? The first rain, of course, you won't try it in the UK here. Anywhere in the UK. Do you understand? Winter will, show you. Praise the name of the Lord. The house must be finished. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, God is light. Hallelujah. God is what? When we say light, we're talking about the life, the energy of God within a man. Growing. Peter said, you have a more sure word of prophecy that you will do well to do what now? Take follow until the day dawn. It says a light shining in a dark place. It starts with a little light in a place covered with the darkness. But then the law of light begins to function. And the light begins to do what? To grow brighter. Darkness cannot. It is the law. The more the light shines, the more the darkness does what? It recedes away. Praise the name of the Lord. And so the true light is now shining and the darkness is passing away. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, darkness is also an energy. You know, in physics, they taught us that energy is the ability to do work. Anybody do science here? Is that what energy is? It is the ability to do work. That's what energy is. Praise the name of the Lord. So, when you read about the unfruitful works of darkness, it means darkness produced, that works produced by an what? Energy that is working within you. Once it's there, it will manifest. So it has to be what now? Eliminated. Praise the name of the Lord. It has to be eliminated. It is this energy that powers the devil. Do you understand me, brethren? It is the source of his works. You eliminate it, he becomes as weak as an earthworm.
Yeah.
Do you understand me, brethren? That's the truth of the matter. And this is one thing he does not want the church to know. You know, sometimes, you know, when I was reading the book of Revelation, and in the book of the man-child got to the throne, and then there was war in heaven. And then he said he was cast down to the earth. That ancient serpent and the dragon, which is called Satan and the devil. You know, two names, right? One is Satan. The other is the devil. Now, we know him very well as Satan. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? We know him very well as Satan. If you come to Nigeria now, hey, and you will see, get to a church, They are having a night vigil. Now, they are fighting Satan. One arm of this mystery. You know, Satan means the adversary. He's one that makes you sick. Are you getting my point? He attacks your finances. He causes motor accident. He doesn't want to have children. You know, all the resistances and the oppositions, you know, that we know, he's working. But the where you have a problem is with the devil, Diabolos. Ha. Praise the name of the Lord. Because when Diabolos is at work, he could be on this pulpit here with a Bible. Are you understanding my point? He could be right here with a Bible, preaching the gospel. You know, Diabolos means, it's taken from two words, it means to cast yourself. When Diabolos comes in between Brother Kay and Sister Bola, both of them could be quoting Bible. Are you getting my point? Both of them could be quoting Bible and fighting. You know, when they say two Christians are fighting, they use scriptures to fight. Are you getting my point? Yes. You know, and this one will quote Bible. You understand? Say the Bible says the wife must submit to her husband. Do you understand the point? You know, submit to, in fact, I don't know why I even married you, if not for, you know, and the woman says, wife, love husbands, love your wives. He that findeth a wife, findeth what now? A good thing. I am a good thing. You know? So, and you see the thing going forward and backwards. You understand? Both of them are using scriptures. But at the end of the day, you see what now? Diabolos. He, yes. The same devil. Satan and the devil. Now, Diabolos requires discernment. Are you getting my point? Discernment. Because he comes to cast. For example, when the doctrine of prosperity is being preached, sure, there's prosperity in the Bible. Is it not? It's in the Bible. But what is being preached is not the one that is where? In the Bible. Are you understanding my point? See, that's why I say the devil that deceived the whole world. Praise the name of the Lord. Sometimes somebody's talking to you about Sister Iduno. Praise the name of the Lord. And he's quoting scriptures, sounding as if he's, you understand, being spiritual. But he's actually gossiping about her. Are we understanding my point? So, you see, the enemy uses men. You know, Paul talked about certain women that go about, you understand, tatlas. And the word he used there was what now? Diabolos. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, so when darkness is at work, when Diabolos is at work, he actually camouflages. That's why Amplified talks about the Antichrist as the one who usurps, that is, who opposes Christ, disguised as Christ. He opposes Christ disguised as what? As Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so I'm basically trying to do a background, you know, for us to understand what we are into at this time. So there are two forms of energy. One is light, one is a darkness. Both of them work within the soul of man, and like we said, this soul of man is like a factory. Praise the name of the Lord. The soul is like a manufacturing plant. Whatever product you put there, you know what it does? It begins to reproduce it. Praise the name of the Lord. Whatever product you put, it begins to do what? Increase, multiply, enlarge it. So, if you put in darkness. Now, this is why, you know, our environment, the enemy knows that our five senses are gateways. You understand that? They are gateways where? Into the soul. So whatever you focus on, you begin to do what? Reproduce it. Now, this is the power of entertainment industry. Do you understand that? Now, I prefer to use the word amusement industry. Now let me tell you why. You know, the word amusement is taken from the word muse. To muse. You know what it means to muse? To reflect, meditate, to ponder. Do you understand? To think deeply. Praise the name of the Lord. Do you understand? Okay. So when you add the prefix now, ah, it becomes what now? The opposite. Is anybody with me? Praise the name of the Lord. So instead of pondering, meditating, this thing, industry, makes you not to, do you understand? Ah, muse. Praise the name of the Lord. But are we together? Yes. In other words, the essence of entertainment is to stop you from reflecting on God. Praise the name of the Lord. It's to occupy your soul, your mind. To stop you. Whatever you see happening on the earth there is to stop men from thinking about God. From pondering about salvation. From asking questions, who am I? Where am I coming from? Where am I going to? What is the meaning of life? So this thing just keeps you captivated, keeps you occupied, and keeps you, you know, gets a hold of you. When the movie Black Panther came out, young people are smiling. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, it got the whole world into a frenzy. Right down to Nigeria. I said, wow. I've never seen anything like that. Damn, people were rushing. You know, some of the brethren carrying their children want to go and watch Black Panther. These are people who won't spend 1 hour in church. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? They won't spend 1 hour. And everybody was. And then, you know, of course, it had many undertones. It had racial issues. For the black people felt, now, at least, we are being represented in Hollywood. Do you understand the point? Yes, it's been a white-dominated industry all this while. Now we have a black superhero. And I was on YouTube, in a church, pastor and a choir, when they were coming, they were all dressed in Wakanda in a costume. I don't know if anybody saw that. I did. In the church, they were coming in, they were making an entrance, and they were dressed in those Wakanda fighters costume. Into the church. And Diabolos is smiling. I said, this thing is working. Praise the name of the Lord. See, I mean, the level of passion generated, even among Christians, they don't have that when they, you know, about the things of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. So, this is what we are dealing with. It's drawing, you know, a consciousness that negates your capacity to function spiritually. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so, this is light, and this is what now? Darkness. Both of them are producing works, and they are producing manifestations. And brethren, both light and darkness are moving towards a climax. So this pursuit will end up somewhere. Where is it going to? So I think that's where we're going to start. I don't know how much we take this morning, but God helping us, we'll continue with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So there is a pursuit, brethren. And brethren, note that everything is progressing towards a climax. A climax. Now let's start somewhere. Let's start with the story of Jacob. Genesis chapter 31. Praise the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 31. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 31. Is there any timepiece here?
At the bottom.
Okay, so where are we supposed to stop? This is the 12 o'clock. So just don't be afraid. Tell me when. 12. Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So brethren, we have been trying to do a foundation just to get our minds attuned. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, so we start Genesis chapter 31. Now, we know the story. Let me start somewhere. You know, Jacob fled from his home and came to Padan Aram. That's his mother's place. You know the story very well. Praise the name of the Lord. And he was fleeing from his brother Esau. And, you know, Esau was supposed, he was pursuing Jacob. Even though he was not physically pursuing, you know, he was fleeing from his past. Something was really working, pursuing him. So he fled and got to Padan Aram. Now, you know, when Pharaoh pursued Israel, at the Red Sea, there was an intervention. Praise the name of the Lord. God intervened in such a way that Pharaoh perpetually ceased to be what now? A threat to Israel. There was a form of judgment that took place. There was a baptism. There was a burial. They crossed a river. The moment they crossed that river, Pharaoh's power and influence and threat did what now? Ceased permanently. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay. Now Israel was to cross another river. And we'll talk about that in time to come. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but that brought a judgment. That brought a threat to an end. We're also going to see how. You know, there's something that God does. It looks as if you are being pursued, but it's actually a trap. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It's actually what? A trap. You know, when Israel came to Ai, they felt, oh, this is a small city. Let's just go and wipe them out. And they went in their own strength, in their own wisdom, without God's counsel. And they did not do it after due order. And they got bruised and really battered. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for that. You see, but then they had to sort themselves out. And they sorted themselves out. And when they did, they had to go back to Ai. But this time around, when they got there, you know, there was a strategy. And so certain men were put in hiding beside the city. Praise the name of the Lord. And then some others now approached as if to attack again. So when the men of Ai saw that, they said, here come these baggers again. Let's go deal with them. You know, and they came out. And on cue, the men of Israel turned and started fleeing. And they, wow, they are running again like before. And they went after them, chasing them. Say, call everybody in the city, bring them out. Let's finish with these guys once and for all. And they evacuated the city. All the men in the city came out to finish Israel. And then the chase goes to a point. And then at a signal, when the men in ambush saw that the city was evacuated, there was no men, poof, they got into the city and set the city on fire. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when the men pursuing suddenly looked back, you know what they saw? The smoke of her burning. You remember her? We've seen with what now? Our eyes. They saw the smoke of Babylon rising up. Praise the name of the Lord. That was a signal. The moment the smoke began to ascend like this, the men who were running suddenly what now? Stopped running. I don't know if you understand that. And then they did what? They turned. Praise the name of the Lord. But then, this game will change. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, somewhere along the line, brethren, there's going to be a change. And we're going to see how that will happen. But there is a divine strategy that the enemy can never understand. In even the things that you and I are passing through at this point in time. The first mistake was a part of the strategy. I don't know if you understand my point. The first mistake was a part of the strategy. And they were lured out of their safety zone. out of their stronghold. Praise the name of the Lord. And then, bam, the ones who they were pursuing suddenly turned. The ones who were in hiding, do you understand, came out. And suddenly these people found themselves in trouble. Praise the name of the Lord. And that was the end of AI. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God has a strategy. And as we're going to see, He is going to execute it in His own time, in His own way. Praise the name of the Lord. So, Jacob fled. And he got into Paddan Aram to his kinsmen, his mother's people. You know, those people were very trickish people. They were crafty people. You know, Jacob inherited his craftiness from his mother. Do you understand the point? He runs in their family. So when he met Laban, he met the master of craftiness. Are you getting my point now? So it was men, two crafty men, going at each other. My God. You know, I believe, brethren, that sometimes God has to show us who we are. He has to show us who we are. Things about us that are lying very deep, God will raise up circumstances that will bring them out. You know, but Jacob stayed there and he prospered there. Now, it's the church at the Pentecostal level. He was blessed, he was prospered, he increased, he enlarged. But the time came when the Lord spoke to him, "Go back, praise the name of the Lord, to your home." But then our dwelling is not in this frequency. Praise the name of the Lord. We are men of the Spirit. We must walk in the Spirit. We must live in the Spirit. We must hear by the Spirit. We must function by the Spirit. And so God is speaking to us today. It's time to return to the life of the Spirit. We have prospered in Pentecost. God has blessed us. God has healed us. God has done so much to us. But now the call is to walk by the Spirit. And at this point in time, he has gotten a wife. You remember? Two wives, but one wife. Praise the name. You understand what I'm trying to say? When Jacob saw, he saw one wife at the well. Do you understand? He saw one. But the one he got originally was not the real one. But are we together? It was not the woman of his heart. You see, the church as it is today, it's not the woman that Jesus saw in his vision. Do you understand the point? In his dream. But he doesn't throw her away. Are you getting my point? He marries her. So he's been managing her, in hope that the real one he will get. Are you with me, brethren? In hope that the real one. And the funny thing is that the first wife is the one that starts having children, growing, increasing, miracles. Do you understand the point? Expanding, branches, you know, all kinds of situations. And the other one is frustrated. She's wondering, what's going on? Do you understand the point? What is wrong? And she begins to kick the husband and said, "Give me children or I die." Praise the name of the Lord. But the Bible says, "And God remembered Rachel."
Hallelujah.
There is a time appointed.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the truth is that the moment Rachel becomes pregnant, Lee, Bilhah, Zilpah, no more children. It's all over for them. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, you and I, that God has called to this estate, must realize that God is actually waiting for us. Praise the name of the Lord. The moment we step into our estate, what we see and call church today comes to an end. They become irrelevant. Praise the name of the Lord. As far as God's program is concerned, God now focuses on Rachel. So she has the first son. And he calls him what now? Joseph. It means that God will what now? Add In other words, another son is what now? Is coming. She did that by faith, by the Spirit. And the second son is the son of my right hand. She calls her son of my sorrow because she is so focused on the trouble and the pain and the tribulation and the, you know, the things that we are passing through, you know, and all that. But the father says he is the son of my strength, the manifestation of my power, the son of my right hand. Praise the name of the Lord. And we must begin to see things from the father's word now, perspective. Praise the name of the Lord. So this is where we are. He had gotten this wife. It was time to do what? To return. This message we hear is the message to bring us to the life of the Spirit. It's the message that brings us to a dying, to the natural man, to our tastes, our feelings. You know, for a long time we've responded to things based on how we feel. If you upset me, I give it back to you. Do you understand the point? It's the life that we have known. But God saying, I want you to shift. Begin to get back. Why did he have to go back? Because that's where he will get his inheritance. Do you understand the point? He needs to go back there because that is where his inheritance is. There is no other place. We have an appointment on Mount Zion. These things are reserved for us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You must get there. That's where it is kept. Praise the name of the Lord. So he has to go back. In spite of all that he has, that place has prospered him. And of course, you know what happened. God began to change circumstances. And Laban began to now eye him. Do you understand the point? He looked at his face and saw that something is wrong. And he became uncomfortable in that environment. And he said, look, yes, I really need to move. And brethren, he took his wives and they began to move. You know that Rachel, somehow, you know, she had not gotten ready for this journey. All the messages she had been hearing, all the end time messages, sonship messages, had not yet touched her. I don't know if you understand. So she took insurance. You know, it's a long journey with robbers on the way, desert. She needed something she knew, she was used to, that she could. Someone says familiar spirit. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. To make the journey. And brethren, she took it. You know, we're going to see that there is a law that says you take an unclean thing, an accursed thing, you become accursed. Praise the name of the Lord. The enemy comes for it. And so, as... Praise God. Okay. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, as they make this journey, you know, the Bible says that on the third day, Laban got to know. Isn't it?
Yes.
On the third day. Praise the name of the Lord. On the third day, Laban became aware. Now, I'm sure you understand that, you know, these women represent you and me. Praise the name of the Lord, my soul, and the church. So when he left, it was after 3 days, Laban became aware and began to pursue them. And he pursued them for 7 days. Praise the name of the Lord. On the seventh day, it was destined that both parties were going to do what now? To meet. Now believe me, brethren, we are going to meet. The issue is, am I ready for this meeting? Are we together, brethren? The great tribulation is an appointment. Are we together, brethren? It's an appointment that you and I have. We are to confront these powers. The only thing is that God has been buying time for us in the expectation that you and I would have come to full stature. Are we together, brethren? Yes, to be able to confront. We're going to see something. You know, when Peter said something, that there were certain angels that kept not their first estate. And he said that the Lord bound them with something called the chains of darkness. I don't know what that means. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? But these powers, these spirits were restrained and bound in certain spiritual dimensions, unable to manifest. They must have been very bad spirits. Do you understand? And it kept them unto the judgment of the great day. Now, right now, these spirits are being released. Why are they being released? You see, because, you know, when the enemy executed his first rebellion, he espoused a principle that we're going to see as we continue with this message. He proclaimed independence. You know, Sheba, the son of Bichri, blew a trumpet. You remember him? He said, "What further inheritance do we have in the sons of David? To your tents, O Israel." Do you understand? It was a challenge on the headship, the authority, the government of God, the right of God over his creation. Let every man decide how he wants to live his life. Are you getting my point? If I feel that this is wrong, then it is wrong. If I feel that this is right, then it is right. Just every man decide what is good for you. Decide what. There is no central authority. Nothing that defines right and what now and wrong. Praise the name of the Lord. And that has been the principle. You know, I use an illustration, you know, to define when he threw this challenge before God. And he says, everybody prefers this way. Do you understand the point? So really, you don't have much right anymore over them. Allow them to decide which direction they want to go. You know, and it's like a teacher teaching students, doing a mathematical equation on the board. And then one rebellious student there says, "Sir, I think you're wrong. You don't really know how to solve this problem." And then the teacher has the option to say, "Shut up, I am the teacher." If he does that, now it's possible that the students might feel maybe that guy is right. Maybe the teacher really doesn't know what he is doing. And so the teacher says, "Fine, you guys come up here and solve the problem. Take the chalk. It's over to you. Now you have 6 minutes. Are you understanding that now? You know, there's a period of 6,000 years that has been given to the enemy to prove his point. 6 days you shall labor. Do you understand the point? Now, he has 6,000 years to prove his theory. He got man into that, what do you call it now? Conspiracy. Man submitted and believed the lie of independence. Are you getting my point? And join. So the Lord says, 6 days you shall labor. Sort this thing out. Now, what you are doing is running to a climax. Because at the sixth day, this theory will bring forth fruit. There will be a full manifestation of this way. This way is called the mystery of iniquity. It will come to its climax on the sixth day. Praise the name of the Lord. It will produce the beast. Hallelujah. Now, when at the sixth day, obvious failure. I mean, you need to look around and see that it's nothing but trouble. You understand? Look in Nigeria. Look in the US. You know, up to today, they are wondering, you know, why students are taking guns and shooting. You understand? Their fellow students. They are confused. When you took out prayer out of the school, what did you expect? I'm asking, what did you expect? Light goes out, darkness comes in. What else? Praise the name of God. Are you getting my brethren? So, at this time, the result of that direction that man took is becoming obvious all over the world. Praise the name of the Lord. But that's not the end of the day. The Bible, the seventh day is the Lord's day. God is going to take back the chalk again. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And produce his sons. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So it's up to you to look and see what is the right way. It is God's way. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this is what you and I are all about. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, if a man follows the Lord, and this is why the enemy is challenging you every step of the way. When he declared his kingdom, he said, I will ascend. I will. 5 times. When Jesus came, he said, not my will. 5 times. So it's up to you to decide which way to follow. Praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, we are at the time, the end of the story. The enemy has put his theory, and the Lord is about to do what? To put his own.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. And this is where we are. So Jacob took his wives, but Rachel took a baggage. And of course, that gave the enemy the right to do what? To come after her. Praise the name of the Lord. So now, these two met at a hill called what? Gilead. Now, Gilead means the hill of testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? This is where they were. Now, when Laban came, the Bible says specifically that he came with his kinsmen. Are we together, brethren? He came with who? His kinsmen. And we're going to find out who those kinsmen are. But they all pursued David. When they came to that place, sorry? Oh yes. Praise the name of the Lord. He came with his kinsmen. And they arrived. So they were camped on one side. And Jacob and his kinsmen were on one side. So Laban comes. You know, he says, look, why did you leave me without telling me? Do you understand it, Paul? And you took my daughters and I wanted to do a party for them. Really? Do you understand? And send them away with singing and songs and dancing and rejoicing. You believe Laban? Praise God. Hallelujah. Jacob said, well, I married them. Praise the name of the Lord. I was afraid if I say I'm going, you will do what? Take everything from me. And, well, I don't have anything that belongs to you. So, you will search. You will search the house. Praise the name of the Lord. You search the house. And brethren, this searching is a very serious matter. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brethren, we are in a time when God is searching the house. God is raising up circumstances and situations that are revealing what is where inside you. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah, Jacob made a law. He said that whoever you find your item with, let him die. And brethren, that's a very serious and deep pronouncement. And that's why he said, oh Lord, search me and try me. Praise the name of the Lord. See if there be any wicked way in me. Now, we live in a time when people are so defensive. We don't want brethren coming near us. Praise the name of the Lord. We've made ourselves, you know, lords. We've made castles round about us, strong cities. You know, the Bible says that a brother offended is a strong city. Have you seen that before? That the offense is like a bar. Strong iron bars. Nobody comes near. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and all that. But God wants to search us. And he wants to do it before the enemy comes to search us. You know, Peter said, Jesus told Peter, Satan has desired to do what? To sift you. To search you, really. You see, because if the enemy finds his stuff with you, you are disqualified. You cannot be offered as a sacrifice. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, Jesus had to come to be searched. On the 10th day, he came into Jerusalem. That triumphant entry. It wasn't a ceremony. He came in as an offering. And he went for searching. He went to Annas and Caiaphas. And they examined him. He went to Herod. Herod examined him. He went to who? Pontius what now? Pilate. Pilate examined him. Pilate made a pronouncement. Now, I don't know why it always has to be a Gentile. He made a pronouncement, said, I find no fault in this man. It wasn't just an ordinary statement. He was qualifying that offering as an acceptable offering.
Yes.
Now, there are very important things. You see, when Jesus was on the cross, you know, people were saying certain things about him. You remember? They laughed at him. They said, he's calling for Elijah. If you're the Son of God, you understand, come down and save yourself. They said so many things. And brethren, really, as God is taking us through this process, many things will be said. But the most important thing was the last testimony. The final testimony, and it was made by a Gentile again. That testimony says, truly, this is the Son of God.
Amen.
Now, that's the testimony I am looking for, brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah. At the end of the picture, at the end of the experiences I go through in life, hallelujah, I cannot make that testimony about myself. Somebody else, the world. You know, the Bible said they were called Christians first at where now? At Antioch. It was unbelievers that called them Christians. It wasn't the amount of Bible they were carrying about. It wasn't the noise they were making. Praise the name of the Lord. It was the world. See, these ones are like Christ. The Jews said, that was the final, there were seven statements made. That was the last statement. Truly, surely, without a doubt, this is the Son of God. I want to end up like that, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's where we should be going to. Brethren, there's something I cry for my life. Do you know, when Mary came to the tomb, you know, as my soul is moving, praise the name of the Lord, as I hear this word today, I'm expecting to move from one degree of glory
Amen.
To another.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
There are certain spirits that have been coming to have fellowship in this realm where I am. Do you understand? They come around here. They know that probably I'm going to gossip about one person. Do you understand? I'm going to be angry. And so these spirits always come there for sacrifice. One day they will come and they will say, he's not there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know you seek Brother Ike, who was dead. Hallelujah. He's no longer there.
Hallelujah.
He is risen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He has moved to another location.
Right.
You cannot touch him anymore.
Amen.
Wow.
Praise the name of the Lord. That must be your testimony.
Amen.
The spirits that have fed on this realm will gather again for a feast. The body is no longer there.
Hallelujah.
Say, come, let me show you where he lay. Praise the name of the Lord. He has moved. Praise the name of the Lord. He has left this realm. He has left this realm. Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, when Jesus rose from the dead, Mary wanted to touch him. He said, don't. There's one unfinished part of this thing. I must take this thing and present before the Father. Are we together, brethren? Because this matter must be settled. So he takes it and goes. And the Father says, go and call Diabolos. Go and call Satana. Come and inspect this. Praise the name of the Lord. And said, when he's coming, let him bring his kinsmen. Okay, that's it. That's the offering. Is there any spot here? No? Any wrinkle here? Any blemish here? Alright, put it in writing. Sign it. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me tell you, brethren, you see, the devil has signed an affidavit confirmed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! Because it is the blood that he presented. Whenever the blood is pleaded, he has no answer because he affirmed it. Because he confirmed it. He said this offering was without spot. He said Jesus offered himself, you understand, without spot, through the eternal spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So the searching was done. And nothing was found. Now, let me tell you what happened. The moment that searching was concluded, Jacob's countenance changed. He was no longer shaken. He opened his eye. Nigeria will say, we open eye. Do you understand the point? He now opened his eye. and say, yes, what is the problem? Hallelujah. What have you found? Bring it. Let everybody see it. And now Laban was now, I'm sorry, you understand, Laban's voice now did what now? Went down. And Jacob's voice was now going up. Because they searched and there was nothing found. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Something changed there. Let me tell you what happened. At the end of the day, they put up a pillar. Are you getting my point? A heap of what now? Stones. That was what gave the name Gilead. Heap of testimony. Now, the essence of that heap is that you, Laban, will never cross this boundary to do me harm. Are you getting my point? And I will never cross that boundary for whatever reason. As far as this realm of life is concerned, I am done with it. Yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. I can't go back to that realm again. I cannot descend to this level. And you cannot cross here to do me harm. Praise the name of the Lord. Something happened. I tell you, brethren, something is happening. God is preparing us for something. He said, the Egyptians you see now, you will see them no more. Praise the name of the Lord. And this is where the church is heading to. This is why you and I are here. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, so this is how this pursuit. We're going to look at other aspects of the pursuit. I want to conclude. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll be stopping here, God willing. Hallelujah. So we are at a threshold, brethren. We are at a critical point in this business. Praise the name of the Lord. If I am searched, he said, Jesus, when he was at the Last Supper, do you understand? He knew it was getting ready for the encounter. You know that somewhere along the line, himself and Judas were going to be meeting. Did you understand that? He was working hard to prepare his disciples for that encounter. They didn't understand. Praise the name of the Lord. They did not understand. And but I tell you something. Certain things happened at that time. You know, Judas was a very peculiar fellow. Now, if you follow history, it seems that Judas was the only disciple that was not from Galilee. Praise the name of the Lord. It was from somewhere called Kerioth. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's in Judea. So he was not a uneducated Galilean like the rest. He was much more of an intellectual, sophisticated intellectual. Do you understand that? So he understood politics. You understand? He was very polished. So he knew accounting. So he was giving money to keep. Praise the name of the Lord. Unlike Peter them, who were uneducated fishermen. Praise the name of the Lord. But you see, something happens at this time. Brilliant. Things are going to be happening. You know, somebody that you've worked with at this time of darkness, things could happen. Praise the name of the Lord. Judas had every opportunity, just like the others. Praise the name of the Lord. In fact, I would think that some disciples would be envying Judas. Do you understand? Because Jesus seemed to give him a lot of time and attention and responsibility. And whatever happened, I know that Jesus rebuked Peter. Do you understand that? And Peter's rebuke was really more harsh than that of Judas. If you remember, Peter said, "Get behind me, Satan. You do not have an appetite for the things of the Spirit." Judas was milder. He was complaining about the woman who was lavishing so much on Jesus. Jesus said, "Leave her alone." I mean, that was a mild rebuke, wasn't it? You tell me. But you see, something about the heart determines what this word of God will do to you. From that point, Judas sought an opportunity to do what? To betray. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I mean, some people maybe have their theories. I don't know. Some people feel that maybe Judas saw that Jesus was an opportunity, for a revolution. And then at a point he saw that this man was not going that way. I don't know, whatever it was. But what it means is that, brethren, at this point, everyone needs to watch his or her heart. There are a lot of brethren today who are carrying levels of offenses. Are you understanding me? Offenses against the church, offenses against the brethren. It's a very dangerous period to carry offense. And Diabolos is working. I was talking with IK and he said something very interesting. You know, Ahab called Elijah the troubler of Israel. In his mind, he actually believed that Elijah was the problem. Good. He actually believed Elijah was the problem. He wasn't pretending. He felt this man is a person causing problem in this land. You know, I was trying to grapple with that. But, I mean, that's how Diabolos can manipulate the mind. I've met young people when they want to get married. You know, and the brethren said, this, you understand? You know, try go this way. You know, and suddenly everybody is their enemy. Everybody becomes their enemy. So, that's Diabolos working. Every young people, your parents said, oh, that dress is too short. I said, Mommy, nothing is wrong with the dress. It's okay. I've looked at it. I think it's okay. You understand the point? And somehow, if Mommy, you're just too old school. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and you begin to see every counsel is like, oh, the brethren are always trying to run me down. You know, somehow this thing just tweets everything. Everything is distorted because darkness is working. This is the time. Now, this is part of why we all need to be sober and conscious and awake so that we don't fall into... He said, pray so that you do not fall into what? Temptation. This night. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, so, I don't know. But this is a night of a time of mysteries. And we need to be very awake and very alert. Because when Jesus said, the man is at hand, the prince of this world coming, John chapter 14. But for me, he findeth what now? Nothing. The rest were sleeping. The rest were sleeping. Praise the name of the Lord. And so men responded in different ways. Some ran away. Some fought, physically. All could do what, they were used to doing. Praise the name of the Lord. I really pray, brethren, that God begin to awake us to a level of consciousness that is commensurate to the time and the season. Praise the name of the Lord. So that we are not giving over unto the power of dark. There has to be. Jesus told Judas, what you have to do, do quickly. At that point, there was a sentence. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Bible said that Judas left that environment and he went into darkness. He said, immediately it was night. Praise the name of the Lord. He went into, it was a permanent, it was gone. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, as we're going to see maybe in the next session, how does a man come into this sentence? Praise the name of the Lord. And we understand that there is a mystery that is at work. You see, when Ahithophel made a counsel against David, praise the name of the Lord, it was a great mystery. I pray that God will begin to give us an understanding. When a people do not have understanding of the time and of the season, they make mistakes. Praise the name of the Lord. They do not know that something has changed in the realm of the spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, I want to stop here. I do pray that God will wake in us a sense of the time, a sense of the season, a sense of the hour that we are in. Believe me, brethren, darkness will have its time. Don't be caught up in that time. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, when this at midnight, you must be indoors. Praise the name of the Lord. You must be locked up. You know, brother Mark was talking about, enter your what now? Your chamber. It is the hour of darkness. If you are found outside, you are on your own. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I just pray that God would give us understanding. Praise the name of the Lord. And also that He will give us grace so that we can push this matter a little bit ahead. God bless you.
Amen.
Food will be served from 12:30 to 1:30, and everybody is invited to take part in that. And we have we'll have an afternoon session from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. So God bless you.